When you think of volcanoes spewing clouds of hot ash, you probably do not think of the state of Nebraska. But in just a moment, I'll take you to a stretch of prairie that tells the tale of an eruption that changed life on the High Plains. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
It's time for another American Countryside listener trip. I'm inviting you to join me on an agricultural tour of the Hawaiian Islands, February 3rd to the 12th. Enjoy a Polynesian luau, visit Pearl Harbor, and explore Volcanoes National Park. Ag highlights include Maui Pineapple Plantation, Kona Coffee, Monsanto Hawaii, and more. All airfare, resorts, and many meals are included. And right now, you can save $200 per person on our early bird special. For more information, call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. In northeastern Nebraska, you'll find areas of volcanic ash. As Rick Otto explains, it's not what you'd expect to find in a state like Nebraska.
Geologists tell us that there are no extinct volcanoes anywhere in Nebraska. And with the help of some geologists and testing of this ash, it's been realized that this ash came all the way from southwest Idaho.
The place where that ash came from is one well known today.
It was a supervolcanic eruption from the Yellowstone hotspot, and that eruption generated enough volcanic ash that it blanketed northern Nebraska with about a foot of volcanic ash.
So the ash from the Yellowstone area was driven by the wind to this part of Nebraska. We know that the plants and animals here at the time were different than we see today.
Subtropical climate that was frost-free. Never got cold enough in the winter for snow or freezing temperatures. Main reason we think that, there were giant tortoises living in Nebraska back at that time. Giant tortoises cannot tolerate freezing conditions.
They found those tortoises and much, much more at this site.
There were barrel-bodied rhinos, little horses that ranged in size from a dog on up to about the size of a white-tailed deer. So the horses were not as large as modern horses. And then there were camels. I know a lot of people are surprised to learn that camels inhabited Nebraska at one time.
The way we know this is because ash blanketed the area, causing the death of many species in one concentrated place. It is an amazing find that you must see for yourself. I'll explain next time as we travel the countryside near Royal, Nebraska. I'm Andrew McRae.